What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All of you like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I could tell I was falling. I would swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. Like a bell that is ringing for me.
My goodness. I just got back. Well, not actually just got back. I got back about 3 months ago from Europe, and I did a tour on the continent, and I worked in Paris, and I'd never worked in Paris before. And I have a friend in Paris, a woman who is so chic. She's just so chic that you can't stand it. She's a darling, marvelous woman. She's so chic. Anyway, she said, you must go to my hairdresser because obviously you need somebody. So she arranged for me to go to this marvelous Parisian fellow who is just supposed to be the end, you know. And he came in and took one look at me and was quite discouraged, and he said, "Now, the first thing we must do is you must look nothing like Judy Garland, nothing like yourself. No, and I said, well, don't you think I should look a little? No, he said, no, it'll be disastrous. We'll change you completely. So the night of the performance, he came back stage, and he had about 9 assistants, you know, and they clipped him. And my hair, it just got taller and taller. And really, it was about to hear, you know, and in great big things out here, you know, spit curls, we used to call them in my day. I think they have new name for it now. And I looked very strange. I looked like an overweight Balenciaga model or something. And I came out for the concert that night. I walked out balancing my hair. When I work, I get very warm, as you can see. I really get so hot. And I started to sing, and I started to get warm. And my hair started to fall. And it got lower, and really, it was just, you know, Neanderthal, with all of the lacquer running down here, the spit curl, it was terrible.